This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lin. The weekend is coming up and there's a bounty of things to do, a lot of these things indoors. And we check in with our things to do curator, Tanya Pendleton. She offers her picks of events and activities this morning. Good morning, Tanya.
Good morning, Jennifer. Hi. Yes, the weekend dilemma. You look forward to it all week and then it comes and you have no idea what to do.
Except for catching up on sleep.
But hopefully that doesn't take all weekend. Sleep is one of the things we most enjoy doing at home, second only to...
Remember, this is a family program.
I was going to say eat.
I thought you were going to say eat.
The point is that there are things that we feel most comfortable doing at home. So we want our homes to be as nice as possible. And for the next two weekends, you can find all the ways to make your home amazing at the Philadelphia Home Show.
So you're saying folks need to go out to find ways to be more comfortable at home.
Exactly. Despite all those home renovation and design ideas on HGTV and YouTube, some things are just better seen in person. There's going to be experts, special guests, and demonstrations for both homeowners and renters. This all goes down at the Pennsylvania Convention Center this weekend and next. You know what else makes a home wonderful?
Family, I would think.
I was thinking walk-in closets and marble counters and hardwood floors. But you're right. It's family, and that includes our pets.
And they can sure make a house a home, those pets.
Well, there's a segue right into the Greater Philadelphia Pet Expo, which should be among your weekend destinations. You can get all the information you need on pets, from dogs and cats to birds and lizards. Parents, you'll be happy to know that kids 12 and under are free on Friday night. The Pet Expo takes place at the Greater Philadelphia Expo Center from Friday to Sunday, and you can bring Fluffy or Fido with you as long as they are well-behaved.
Some pets and people, not naming names, you just can't take anywhere.
That is so true. But there's somewhere else you can bring the family, but this time you got to leave the pets at home.
Okay, I'm interested. Where?
You know WNBA star Elena Deladon played for the University of Delaware, but I don't think we generally think of Delaware as a place where pro basketball players get their start.
Some have, but not too many, right?
But they do have a pro team, the Delaware Bluecoats. They're part of the G League, the NBA version of the minor leagues. And they play at 76ers Fieldhouse in Wilmington.
I'm assuming they're the Sixers minor league team.
That's exactly right. The Delaware Bluecoats play at 7 on Friday night against the Grand Rapids Drive. The great thing about the G League is tickets are about half the cost of Sixers tickets, and if you buy VIP seats, you get food and drink included in your ticket.
That sounds like a good deal, and seeing NBA players on the way up should be pretty exciting. What else should we be thinking about this weekend?
You'd agree that good music comes out of Minneapolis?
Is that a trick question? What do we have? Lizzo, her music got started there. The Replacements, the legendary Prince is from there.
That's my guy. Well, the Motion City soundtrack also claims Minneapolis as their hometown. They're a rock band, alternative rock, or emo band, depending on who you ask, and they've been around for two decades. They are at the Fillmore on Saturday night.
Those are great picks this week, and I love when you direct us to the website to find out more.
And the website is whyy.org/things-to-do, where you can find out all you need to know about Center City Restaurant Week that starts on Sunday.
Thank you, Tanya Pendleton. Let's catch up again next week.
Absolutely. I'll be here if you'll be here.
I'll be here if you'll be here.